Welcome to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're continuing our series on the Holy Spirit, and today's topic is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray before we get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for who you are. I pray you would bless this podcast. I invite the Holy Spirit to come in and do what only He can do. I surrender everything we've done to you. Pray your guidance and direction. Bless those who are listening in, Father, that they would receive, Father, and understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit. I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've heard several times in various lists that are made or sermons that I've listened to that there are specifically five or six or seven maybe activities of the Holy Spirit. Now, some of these are conviction of sin, which I agree with, and guiding the unsaved to Jesus, that's true, and giving of gifts and changing our lives and comforting, and all those are great. But the purpose, the thing that I really want to talk about today is, and I think, first of all, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is totally unlimited. There's no limit to what the Holy Spirit can do. There's nothing that can stop Him. Unless we come up against Him and don't receive Him, don't accept Him, and that's called blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. If we commit blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, then we are rejecting Him, we're turning our back on Him, and we can't be forgiven. But as long as we seek God and serve God and go after the things of the Lord, then there's absolutely nothing. There's no limits on what the Holy Spirit can do in our lives. You see, I believe, listen to this statement now, this might be a little shocking to some people, but I believe that the purpose of the Holy Spirit is whatever I need. Now, some of you might think that just seems a little self-serving, doesn't it? Well, it's not self-serving at all, because Jesus told us, this is what He basically told us, that the purpose of the Holy Spirit is for whatever you need. He said that in John chapter 16, verse 7 in the New Living Translation. Listen to this. But it is, in fact, it is good, He's talking to His disciples, and it is best for you if I go away, because if I don't go away, the advocate, or other translations refer to Him as the comforter or the counselor, He won't come. He said, if I do go away, then I will send Him to you. So what He's saying is, the reason that I'm sending the Holy Spirit to you is to take care of you, to do what you need, what you have to have, what is necessary in your life. That's comfort or help or counseling or just simply being the helper, being the one who's going to be there with you, who will not give up on you, your advocate, one who has your back. The Holy Spirit, I believe, His primary purpose of the Holy Spirit is basically to meet the needs of followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, please don't turn against me and turn this thing off because you think that that's a little self-serving. It is not. And I'm going to prove that to you as we go through this particular podcast on the Holy Spirit. This may be one of the most important podcasts, I believe, that I've done on this series on the Holy Spirit, because we've got to understand His purpose, to understand our purpose in life. There's a lot of valid things that people talk about that the Holy Spirit does, and they're wonderful, and I'm not opposed to any of that. They're wonderful, and that He's the bringer of truth. He's the only truth. But I like to think of the Holy Spirit as having unlimited resources because He is omniscient. That means the Holy Spirit has all knowledge, has all wisdom, is able to accomplish anything. Omniscient means knowing everything about every one of us. His knowledge of our past, our present, and our future. He knows what's happened, what is happening, and what will happen. Now, take a moment to think that the omniscient Holy Spirit dwells in us. Now, that's pretty powerful. That's something that sometimes it makes me, I just feel so overwhelmed at times, that the Holy Spirit, who lives and dwells in each and every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, in us, operating in us, is omniscient, and He has all power. We must call upon Him. We must seek His guidance. We must seek His direction. That's why we have spent so many, many weeks in the series on the Holy Spirit, because I can't seem to be set free from this particular series, because I believe the Holy Spirit still has more things that He wants me to share with you as we go through it. Perfect knowledge the Holy Spirit has, and perfect wisdom, always knowing what to do and when to do it, always knowing the correct response that we should make when dealing with activities of life. So therefore, the Holy Spirit inside of us already knows, is equipped with all wisdom, all knowledge to respond. So we get ourselves in trouble when we respond in our flesh. when someone says something to us and the first thing we say is, well, let's just kind of straighten this out or get even with that person, and we say something to them, that is not necessarily the Holy Spirit. Many times that's our flesh that's reaching out, and we've got to avoid that and surrender and submit to the Holy Spirit so that He will lead us in the direction that we should go, because He knows the right way. We don't always know the right way. I truly feel confident today that everyone listening to this podcast, that they agree with what I've said about the omniscient Holy Spirit. And if you don't agree, you might want to look it up in the Word of God and find out His unlimited power that He has. So then why do we spend such a small amount of time asking the Holy Spirit the questions that we have every day? Questions like, what should we do and how should we do it, and all those things, when in reality we should just surrender to Him and say, Holy Spirit, tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. Speak to me. Give me instructions. Give me guidance and give me direction. Lead me in the way that I should go. See, even the Apostle Paul struggled with having challenges in knowing how to be led by the Holy Spirit. So that's kind of comforting for me to know that the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, still struggled from time to time trying to understand why he did certain things. So let me read to you what Paul wrote to the Romans in chapter 7 and verse, I think it's verse 15. I'm going to get the right one here. Listen to what Paul said when he's talking about struggling with sin in his life and struggling with challenges. In Romans chapter 7, verse 15, he said this, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Isn't that interesting? But then he goes on to say something that's so powerful to understand. Only the Holy Spirit gave him this. Matter of fact, remember, every word in the Word of God, every single word was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so the words that Paul is saying here, when he starts talking about, I don't understand myself, I do the things that are wrong, basically saying, I'm even doing the things that are wrong, and even while I'm doing, I know they're wrong, but I continue to do them anyways. And then he says this in verse 16, and the Holy Spirit gave him this, if I know that I am doing, what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. Verse 17, so I am not the one doing it. It is sin living in me that does it. So, wow, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. And Paul acknowledges the fact that he struggles with those things just like we do. And here he knows, though, that it's the sin that gets into his nature that causes him to do things that are not pleasing to the Lord. Now, I'm going to give you a kind of an extensive list, I believe, of the things that are things that we must do to experience the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our life. Before we ask what this purpose is, we need to basically understand that we need to ask for His help. People have caught and understand that we can talk to the Holy Spirit. We speak to Jesus, we ask God the Father for things, but we can ask for the Holy Spirit for His help. I like to ask the Holy Spirit daily, what should I do today? What direction should I go? Help me, should I speak to this person here, or should I wait until another day to do that? Or even getting in my car, I like to ask the Holy Spirit to kind of direct me in which route that I'm taking, either to church or to meet someone, because I want Him to guide and direct us. And that's so important for all of us. We must ask for His help first in order to understand what His purpose is in our life. We have not, the Bible says, because we ask not. So that's, I know, a pretty basic scripture. But then I could ask this question. Then how do we ask? Well, there's three things that I like to use to ask the Holy Spirit. One is yield to His presence. Just stop whatever we're doing and say, I surrender to You. I submit to Your presence. Number two, yield our thoughts to His. Holy Spirit, take over my thought life and give me the words that You would have me to say. And number three, yield our body, soul, and spirit to Him. Let me repeat those kind of quickly, but those are very, very important. Yield to His presence, yield our thoughts to His, and yield our body, soul, and spirit to Him in everything that we do. So let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, we surrender to You. We submit to You. We ask for the Holy Spirit now to come in such a way as to guide our very thoughts, our comments, how we receive this podcast, how I present this podcast. And I pray, Lord, that You would bless it, that You would guide and direct the Holy Spirit to lead me in the way that I should go, to share the things that I should share and to hold back from the things that I should not. I surrender that to You, and I ask for everyone who's listening in, Father, to have that same prayer, that we submit ourselves to You and ask for Your guidance and direction in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, see, the Holy Spirit now, he's a helper. He helps us when we invite Him into our daily activities. See, He can't help us if we don't invite Him. if we don't turn to him and ask for his guidance. He's just basically going, saying, you're on your own, do what you think you should do. And he won't help us and can't help us if we don't surrender to him. He helps when we ask for his guidance. What should I say? How do I say it? You know, when we raise our kids, it's important that we stop and think sometimes, how do I say this to my child? How do I correct a child and yet get through to them? It was really interesting when my wife and I had our children at home. The Lord helped us see something, and that was that I was very much like our daughter, and our son was very much like my wife. And so she had a better understanding of him than I did, and I think I had a better understanding of our daughter than she did. And so then we would talk to each other, and she'd say, honey, you need to call your son and discuss something with him about such and such. And I'd say, well, that's awesome. Well, thanks. I'll do that. And I would tell her, honey, when you say this to our daughter, she's not receiving it the way that you are hoping. This is how she receives that. They're both wonderful kids, just amazing kids. They love the Lord. They're serving the Lord. They're married to godly spouses, and they're married into wonderful Christian families. And so we couldn't be happier with that. All of their kids have given their life to Christ, have surrendered to Christ. And so I thank God for that. But we learn from that the Holy Spirit was the one who could help me to help my wife and help my wife to help me. And by doing that, it made raising children a little bit easier in the friend household. To understand, getting back to our topic, to understand the Holy Spirit's purpose, we need to read a few scriptures that refer to the Holy Spirit. And sometimes I read these to you, but then sometimes I just kind of challenge you to read yourself. So I would encourage you right now, if you can write it down or stop the podcast and make a note or something, to open up the Word of God and read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and listen to what the Holy Spirit's telling you, that what he does and the works that he does. And then also in the book of Acts, chapters 1 and 2, just I encourage you. Now, I've encouraged people before in this series on the Holy Spirit to read those scriptures, and I just feel that I'm not supposed to read them to you right now, that that's something that you should take a moment and pull them out. You'll be blessed by it. And it'll help you have a better understanding of the purpose of the Holy Spirit, you know, in your life. We need the Holy Spirit by thanking the Holy Spirit in advance for the answers that we need. I like to ask to thank him in front, I mean, before we get started. I like to say, Heavenly Father, thank you for what you're about to do. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for giving me wisdom. Thanking you for guiding me. Thank you for giving me insight into this situation. So I believe if we do that, it's a wonderful way to connect to him. Say the words, Come, Holy Spirit. There's an old song that we used to sing called Come, Holy Spirit, I Need Thee. And it was a wonderful song. But I really think sometimes it just takes three words to invite the Holy Spirit into our conversations and just simply say, Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. You know, we need to stop for a second and realize that the Holy Spirit speaks in a still, quiet voice. Sometimes you say, well, how do we know that we're hearing from him? How do we know that it's him saying it, not me and not my thoughts, or something else putting a thought in my mind? Well, the Holy Spirit speaks in a still, quiet voice. That just simply means one that you might not hear audibly. Now, I've heard people say that they hear from the Holy Spirit audibly. I think that's wonderful. I don't, but I do hear his voice frequently in my life. And it's when I say the still, quiet voice, it's like when we are thinking of something we should do or someone we should call. That's the still, quiet voice of the Holy Spirit. When we're driving down the road and all of a sudden the thought comes, you had a conversation the other day with someone and it kind of left hanging, call that person and just continue that conversation and get it completed in the way that you intended it to be. That's the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's that still quiet voice. And that is one of the purposes that he has to help us in our life. The Holy Spirit has a long job description. I mean, a humongous job description, because it's unlimited. The things that he can help us with and the things that he can guide us through in our life. He helps us make decisions. That's one of his purposes. He helps us make decisions. That is, if we ask him. A lot of times we do things and we don't ask him. And then we have to pray what I call the bail me out prayer. That means I did something without asking for your guidance. I did something that I knew was maybe not exactly right, but I did it anyways, like Paul was talking about. We have to ask him. He'll help us to make a decision if we ask. And if we don't ask him, then we wind up in a difficult situation. I've mentioned before when I was a home builder. We used to develop properties and buy land and put homes on it and put small shopping centers and things of that nature. And we would ask the Holy Spirit to guide and direct us. And when we did that, things were at peace. But when we didn't, and we just made a decision to do something without seeking Him and asking Him and asking for His guidance and direction and leadership, then we would get into a project that wasn't going well. And that's the bail me out prayer I was talking about. Lord, bail me out of this mess that I've got myself into. Would you help me with it? And God always comes through when we turn our face upon Him and seek Him and His guidance and direction for our life. The Holy Spirit gives us peace. You know, He's a peacemaker. He's not a judge that condemns us. Now, He corrects us. There's no question. The Holy Spirit will correct us and tell us, you need to do this, or you shouldn't do this way. And He does that by making us, quite frankly, feel uncomfortable about maybe a decision we made or uncomfortable about something we're thinking of doing. You know, when we feel uncomfortable about a decision we're about to make, that's the Holy Spirit telling us to hold off. Either just don't do it or don't do it now. And I believe we should listen to that voice, that still, quiet voice that comes in and gives us that guidance, that direction. And He's the one that gives us peace. When we're praying about something and we don't have peace about something, I believe the Holy Spirit is once again fulfilling His purpose, and that is to help us have peace in all situations. My wife and I like to pray about pretty much anything that we do that's, you know, maybe more than $200 or $300 cost to us about should we buy this or should we buy that. We like to talk about it for a second. I don't need her permission. She doesn't need my permission to do that. But we like to talk about it together, like should we go buy that or should we buy this? And if we both have a peace about it, then we move forward with it. If we don't have peace about it, we kind of put it on the shelf and kind of not worry about it right now. Or if we get into kind of a disagreement because it's something that we're thinking of purchasing or a vacation we're wanting to take or whatever it might be, and we're not in agreement on the conversation, we always just put it aside because there's no reason pushing forward into something that's going to cause strife in our relationship. I believe that's the Holy Spirit helping us so that we'll be peacemakers with each other because He is the King of all peacemakers. Here's another thought about the Holy Spirit and the purpose that He has on earth and in our lives. He is a teacher of truth and wisdom. You know, when we're seeking truth, if we are truly seeking truth, then the Holy Spirit will reveal the truth to us. He'll either refer us to the Word of God, give us a scripture maybe that we need to read, or if we don't know the address, I call it, of the scripture, but what the scripture's saying, like you maybe don't remember that Romans 7:15 is where John said, or where Paul said, that he does things he shouldn't do, and even though while he's doing them, you know he shouldn't do them, that type of thing. Maybe you know with the scripture, but you don't know the address with it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to learn and memorize the location of that scripture and also the scripture itself. And that's something that He has because He'll lead us to truth because the Word of God is truth and He'll lead us to the Word of God. Or He can lead us to go to church to hear a sermon that's being preached that day. And maybe we got up in the morning, didn't feel good, thought, well, maybe I'll lay out a little bit today, or I won't go, or I'll just listen to it on TV, and I'll just stay at home. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, is that really what we're supposed to do? And I believe many times He'll kind of shake us a little bit internally and say, no, you need to go to church, because you need to be there to hear the Word in person. And in addition to that, there's going to be people at church, and there's people that I want you to meet. There's people that you need to know. And it seems like every time that I think that maybe this might be a week that we should set out, and that's very seldom, by the way. We rarely ever miss church, really only if we're very sick. And so we don't like to miss church because I don't want to miss the opportunity of meeting someone that I'm supposed to meet. I'll give an example of that. Last week was Veterans Day at the church. We were celebrating Veterans Day. And at the end of it, I went out to my little table where I was giving away books that I've written on Vietnam and on serving in the military and PTSD and Agent Orange and all that good stuff. And I was there at a table and a man came over to me and he says, I've been wanting to talk to you for years. I've seen you at the other church. I've heard your name, your background, and I've always wanted to meet. But every time I come to church, you always seem to be surrounded by so many people and I don't feel like I should interrupt you. Well, he came over and the Holy Spirit arranged it because I was at the table totally by myself. The church hadn't dismissed yet. So I'm out in the lobby, standing by myself, and he comes out, and he looks over, and he kind of kind of quickly rushes over to the table and he says, oh, this is my chance to ask you a question, to talk with you. You see, I believe the Holy Spirit, the purpose he had in my life that day was to get to church and get out there at that table at that time so I could meet that individual. And now I'll be meeting with him and we'll be talking here next week and getting to know each other better and getting to build a relationship that the Holy Spirit wants us to have. But he had to set it up so that I went to a certain place, this guy went to a certain place, and then we connected. I hope that's not too long of a story or an example of how the Holy Spirit helps us and gives us direction in our life. But I truly believe that his purpose is to get us to meet certain people and get together with them. Now, I know a lot of you can relate to that. A lot of you are saying, absolutely, that happens to me. I ran into somebody at a store, somebody at a coffee shop, or somebody at church. Anyway, somebody at work, and all of a sudden we connected, and you just knew that it was the Holy Spirit connecting you guys together. So he is the teacher of truth. He wants to help us in our day-to-day life activities, and he's the carrier of all wisdom because he's omniscient. So that's another purpose of the Holy Spirit. He's also, and a lot of people don't realize, he's our prayer partner. The Holy Spirit is our prayer partner. And I really like to think about that sometimes, because have you ever started to pray and said, I don't know what to pray about, or I'm running out of things to pray for, and I try to pray, and I can only pray for 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm kind of run out of stuff? Well, then ask the Holy Spirit to enter in and to guide your prayers and who you should pray for and what you should pray for and how long you should pray, and he'll be your prayer partner. So invite him in, though. In Romans 8, 26 and 27, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us. There's a beautiful example of what the Word of God has to say about the Holy Spirit being our prayer partner. So I hope that you'll accept that and invite him into your prayer times. Matter of fact, when you have people praying together, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of you, don't get praying until you stop and say, Holy Spirit, we invite you in. We need your presence. We need you to guide us. We need you to direct us. And when we do that, we invite him into our prayers change. And one final thought in relationship to this, and that is, he is our partner in life. He's our absolute partner in life. He's the one that's with us every single moment of every single day. Remember, I've said it many times, I need to say it again, the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of us. He's there to be with us, to help us, to direct us, to guide us, and we must always be sensitive to him being available to us. Dr. Cho, who I've talked about in prior podcasts before, I was blessed, my wife and I were blessed to get to meet him, the pastor of the great, biggest church, Assembly of God Church in the world, in Seoul, Korea. This church ran some 750,000, 800,000 people, and he always talked frequently about the Holy Spirit, and talked about the Holy Spirit being his senior partner, and his partner in his life, and that the Holy Spirit was guiding and directing everything that he wanted to do in his life. So if you would like to get some good reading material, so to speak, some good stuff that I believe would be beneficial, look up Dr. Cho, C-H-O, and he's got great material. Another fellow that I love listening to and reading is Smith Wigglesworth. Both of these men have gone on to be with the Lord, but Smith Wigglesworth is one of my favorite preachers on faith and healing and understanding those things. And so I would encourage you to look these men up and read what they have to say, and you'll be blessed. Well, I hope that this, my goodness, this has gone fast today. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. So I'd like to pray for you as we get ready to close up this podcast. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for who you are. Holy Spirit, thank you for who you are and for being with us in our life. And I pray now that the Holy Spirit would touch each and every person listening in, myself included, that we would ask for his guidance, ask for his direction, ask him to help us with decisions, give us peace, give us truth, be our prayer partner, and be with us in every step of life. I pray blessing upon all those who are listening in today, and that you'll be able to make great changes in their life as they draw closer to you, to the Holy Spirit. Help me to be led of the Holy Spirit, Father, as I prepare these podcasts each and every week, and I'll be careful to give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, like I say, I hope this has been a blessing to you. If you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, that's our podcast name, you can go to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you go there, the front page will pop up and it shows a list of links to the podcast. So there's a link to our 360-some podcasts. And if you want to hear what we've been talking about in Quality Christian Living, many topics, many areas of discussion. I hope they'll be a blessing to you. Also, if you'll scroll down my webpage, there's another page you'll find a list of a number of books that I've written dealing with generosity, dealing with miracles, dealing with having greater faith, helping veterans with the issues that they're challenged with, and just a bunch of topics that will be a blessing to you. So I hope that'll be of benefit to you. Once again, thank you for listening in. We're going to continue this series. I don't know for sure what the next podcast is going to be about, other than it will be on the Holy Spirit, because I have a large number of topics I believe the Lord's given me, and I need to pray over those to be sure I don't announce one week and miss what the Holy Spirit wants me to speak on. So I hope that you'll tune in for our next podcast. Well, I'd like to thank you so much for listening in, and I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, just take a moment and give us a rating or a review of the podcast. You know, it really helps us reach more people when you give us those types of evaluations. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, our Charisma Podcast Network, or just give us a star rating on Spotify. However you choose to support us, we certainly appreciate it. And thank you so much for that. Let me just close here with a blessing for you, because I think we've just about run out of time. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being with us today. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless those, Father, who have listened in today, that you would bless them and keep them, Father. And I pray that your face would shine upon them, Father, and that you would be gracious unto them, Father, and that you would give them peace. And I pray that you would prosper them, Father, that they would be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So thank you, Lord, for this group. I pray, Father, that the people listening in would be blessed in all that they put their hands to. Thank you for it now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I've been your host, David Friend. I look forward to seeing you and having you tuning into us each and every week as we move forward, as the Holy Spirit guides us to continue our series on the Holy Spirit, how to experience the Holy Spirit in every aspect of life. Thank you once again. May God bless you.